Well-being 21, Winter. The front cover shows photos of decorations for Halloween at Violet Hill Court, Waterhead and St. Herbert's Court, Chadderton. Pages 2 and 3. Around the courts. Old Mill House, Springhead. The photographs show the Remembrance Day commemoration at Old Mill House. Court manager Diane Hayes said Remembrance Day is one of the most important days of the year for many, and our residents have really felt it more than ever this year. It is a time to reflect on past memories, and this year more than any other year it is especially important to them. With this in mind, we decided to do our own tribute. With the help of our IT club, we have sourced memorabilia from both World Wars. This includes old newspapers, photographs, articles and even letters that were written to loved ones from our soldiers. The British Legion have very kindly given us a box of poppies to sell for them so we can do our bit for the poppy appeal. This has been a joint effort with our resident care team, who have been the driving force behind this project. Everyone has come together to make this Remembrance Day one we will never forget for a number of reasons. Our display has brought a lot of comfort to our residents in this very difficult time. They have proven to be so resilient and have surprised us all with just how well they are all coping throughout this pandemic. Lido House, Groton. Court manager Vicky Shaw received a fast grant this year from Action Together for a new greenhouse. The grant was £500 and this paid for the flags, cement and greenhouse. Resident Ray Robinson took on the challenge and was helped before COVID by his partner, Doreen, who is 82. Les Wright from Hood Square also helped Ray initially to install the greenhouse, so they are all ready for next year. Tandle View Court, Royton. Tandle View Court resident Robert is pictured enjoying the Oldham Community Leisure Armchair-Based Exercises DVD. Robert finds great benefit in completing the DVD exercises, as he used to join in with our Monday armchair exercise group before lockdown. Robert lives with Parkinson's, so this helps him not only with strength but also coordination. Violet Hill Court, Waterhead and St. Herbert's Court, Chadderton. Both courts made the most of Halloween to try to bring some light-hearted cheer to their residents, with spooky decorations and ghostly sweet-filled gloves. They also commemorated the fallen, making their own poppies for Remembrance Sunday. St. Herbert's Court residents were also treated to air purifying peace lilies and mosaic kits from the Grow Your Own team. In fact, a number of Housing 21 residents have benefited from receiving air purifying plants to nurture and DIY mosaic coaster kits. The idea from Get Up and Grow, who have provided these, is that these activities will help people who are isolated during the current pandemic feel connected. If you've put together your mosaic coaster, we'd love to see them. If you can, speak to your court manager to see if they can get a photo to share. Hopwood Court, High Crompton. Ruth Lockett, a new resident at Hopwood Court, is very pleased to receive her welcome box from Housing 21. Holland Close, Delft. Holland Close residents received a grant of £1,000 via Action Together Oldham Community Recovery Fund. Court manager Marion Williams said, "We are just in the process of collecting and ordering the activity items in that the tenants have chosen via a letter asking them for their choices. Each will have a homemade pump bag, donated via Carry On Delft, with a travel mug, a refreshment pack and two activity items. These range from wool for knitting to a voucher towards a meal or beauty treatment from the High Street in Delft. We had to show it would benefit encouraging fit and healthy people and communities by adapting their models to now operate safely according to COVID-19 guidelines and effectively support communities to recover and rebuild. We have shown that we are adapting to being self-sufficient with the refreshment pack to reduce activity in the communal kitchen, the tenants can prepare their drink at home and carry it to where they are doing a solo activity, for example in the gardens /greenhouse, only they are handling their personal items inside the washable pump bag. They can do this at home or in the community room, and eventually once we can start holding organized activities, then they will still transport and use their own items but can pay for a replacement pack at any time to start rebuilding up their funds. Pages 4 and 5. The Chatty Cafe Scheme. The Chatty Cafe has gone virtual and they are running 3 virtual Chatty Cafe sessions on Zoom a week. They have people joining from all over the UK and chat about anything and everything. They are held on Tuesdays, Thursdays and Fridays at 1 p.m. and people can join as many as they wish. Email jenny@thechattycafescheme.co.uk and the Zoom link will be sent to you. There is no password and the link is always the same to make it as easy as possible. They are also hosting virtual chatty cafes on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day at 1 p.m. Oldham Council are helping to reduce food waste across Oldham. Did you know that in Oldham, 10,000 tons of food waste is put in the grey bin? 3/4 of this food waste could have been avoided too. We are working with Recycle for Greater Manchester to encourage residents to reduce and recycle their food waste across Oldham. Look out for the Buy, Keep, Eat, Repeat leaflet being delivered with your new bin calendar during November if you live in a property which has individual bins. Follow our tips for Buy, Keep, Eat, Repeat to help you plan meals, store food correctly, use your leftovers and recycle food in your caddy or green bin. Reducing food waste can help save you money and help you get the most out of your food. For more information, please visit www.oldham.gov.uk/food. Greater Manchester Nutrition and Hydration Programme Champion Training. In October, over 30 Housing 21 court managers attended virtual Nutrition and Hydration Champion Training sessions. The feedback was very good, with managers saying that they now feel confident in recognizing signs and symptoms of malnutrition and dehydration and know what to do if they feel concerned about anybody who may not be eating and drinking well. Certificates were sent /delivered to those completing the course. The training was for those who meet people aged over 65 in their everyday lives and aims to reduce risk factors with early intervention by recognizing the signs and symptoms of malnutrition and dehydration, identifying the impact of malnutrition and dehydration on the individual and on health and social care, opening up a conversation about appetite and unplanned weight loss, encouraging individuals to eat and drink well by using a food-first approach, distributing nutrition and hydration resources appropriately, signposting to other services where necessary. Court manager Karen Cam, from Schoolhouse Flats, Hollinwood, is pictured with the resources pack from the course. Karen said, "The training was really useful, particularly signs and symptoms of dehydration. I have already used some of the resources this week with one of my residents who is losing weight. Making Space." Annette Murray works for Making Space, Oldham Dementia Services. Annette says, "We are currently running some online activities for carers and PWD, people with dementia. These include Thursday morning chit chat, 1-1, an all-men group soon to be set up, also a disco every Friday. If anyone would like to join any of our activities, please get in touch by emailing Annette. Annette.murray@makingspace.co.uk. United Utilities Northwest, difficulty paying your water bill. COVID-19, coronavirus, a message to our customers. We know that this is a difficult time for everyone and you may be worried about not being able to pay your water bill. We have lots of support available to help any customers who are struggling. Our struggling to pay form https://myaccount.uniteutilities.com/difficulty-paying-bill will allow you to access our support in the same way you would by calling us. Where possible, we would encourage you to use the form and we will respond as soon as we can. If you're not able to complete the form, then please give us a call on 0800-072-6765. Financial support if your income has been affected by COVID-19. If you receive certain benefits or tax credits and your income has been affected due to COVID-19, then you can apply for a reduction in your water bill for 2020/21. Please read more about the scheme and the eligibility criteria in our application pack https://www.uniteutilities.com/my-account/your-bill/difficulty-paying-your-bill/before-you-apply-online https://myaccount.uniteutilities.com/difficulty-paying-bill. Page 6 Tameside, Oldham and Glossop Mind. 1-to-1 support in Oldham with your local Mind branch. We are all currently living in quite strange times. What does the future hold and where can I get support? People are worried about keeping themselves and loved ones safe, feeling anxious, feeling down and depressed, feeling stressed about things. There are things we can do to help with these feelings. Take the first step, and contact us today on 0161-330-9223 or visit our website. https://www.togmind.org/services/11-guided-support-active-monitoring. Sonda Radio. Do you know anyone who's feeling lonely? Buddyline. We're matching our friendly volunteers with isolated people over 50 for an hour each week, so they can get to know each other, share stories, common interests and overcome loneliness, for those who need it most. The pair will also be given the option to have their phone calls turned into heartwarming content for radio. To register your interest, please contact hello@sondaradio.com or call 07933-773118. For more information visit sondaradio.com/buddyline. Pages 7 and 8 over to you. From Maurice Wagstaff, aged 90, at Lido House, Groton. Some of Maurice's wartime memories. The day war broke out. I lived in Balby, Doncaster, and on the night of Sunday, the 3rd of September, 1939, the sirens went. People got out of bed and wondered what to do. Many walked to some open fields and woods at the side of the housing complex. The houses were in blocks of four and the middle two dwellings had a covered passage running from front to back. My father and our neighbor, whilst we were waiting for the all clear to sound, decided that they would look into the possibility of strengthening this covered passage to make it into an air raid shelter. It later transpired that the siren sounding had been a false alarm, but the shelter idea was worked on and in the next few weeks, using metal bars, strong timber framework and sandbags, a shelter was created. The interior was provided with robust fold-up seating and strong doors at each end completed the construction. It had become an ideal place to play when the weather was bad. Now advance the time to the 8th of May to 9th, 1941. The sirens had gone and people had become used to watching German planes flying over Doncaster on their way to Sheffield, where there was much industry, concerned with war work. Suddenly, searchlights picked out a German plane, which had dropped below the clouds. At once, two parachutes were seen to be descending and everyone thought that there would be Germans coming down and remained to see them land and give them a suitable welcome. Unfortunately, under the parachutes were landmines. My brother and I ran through our shelter as the mines exploded. One had landed in an open field, whilst the other had landed at the bottom of the garden three doors down. My grandma and granddad lived in a house whose garden shared a common fence with us. The blast from the second bomb destroyed their house, lifting granddad to a garden two doors away. Grandma 4 years after would have glass splinters surfacing on her skin. Neither was seriously injured, and in fact, grandma lived well into her 90s. The blast from the second bomb destroyed the backs of the houses attached to our house, up to the point where the strengthened passageway was situated. Undoubtedly, but for this reinforcement, the Wagstaff family tree might be different. My father, who had been directed to do war work at the Ivy Mill, Failsworth, managed to find a house on Honeywell Lane for us to live in. My mother, who died in the year 2000, said often that it would take another bomb to move her. Even though my father and brother's business was concerned with building matters, she kept to this promise. After coming to Oldham, there were two more incidents, which occurred not far from Honeywell Lane, where we lived. One was a stick of bombs falling on Manley Road, and the other was a V1, also called a flying bomb or doodle bug, falling on Abbey Isles. Even now, I can remember the sudden silence after the V1's ramjet cut out and the wait for the explosion, which we knew was to follow. The bombing at Doncaster killed 16 people, injured 73, 31 seriously, and damaged over 400 houses. There were many casualties at Abbey Isles as it happened over the Christmas and New Year period. How lucky was our family to have no serious injuries. Great Green Garden Competition 2020. This year, the competition was very different, with entries having to be submitted by photo or video, because of the COVID pandemic. Despite the problems, once again, we had fierce competition across all categories, with lovely gardens of all types, giving the judges, Chris Wood from Green Fingers and Caroline Lawson, from Veg in the Park, a very difficult task in choosing the winners. However, after careful deliberation, the results by category are as follows. Best Pot, Box or Hanging Basket winner Mr. and Mrs. Bevan, St. George's Square, Chadderton. Highly commended Mr. Fred Mumford, Cypress Avenue, Chadderton, Mrs. Ruth Armstrong, Cypress Avenue, Chadderton, Mr. and Mrs. O'Connor, Cypress Avenue, Chadderton, Mr. Mike Maddock, Highgate House, Hollins, Oldham. Best creative expression of gardening, for example poem, drawing, knitted or embroidered item, winner Mrs. June Wynne, Throssell Court, Royton. Highly commended Mrs. Sharon Griffin, Victoria Street, Shaw. Best video presentation of why gardening is important to me, winner Mrs. Joan Graham, Burnley Street, Chadderton. Best grow your own fruit or vegetable, winner Mr. and Mrs. Kynaston, Violet Hill Court, Waterhead, Oldham. Housing 21 contractors donate for residents. Two contractors supplied and built up two storage cupboards at Tandle View Court, Royton, under social value donation. The donation of the cupboards was made by AGS Tech and the cupboards were assembled by Dynamic FM. Grounds maintenance contractor, Green Fingers, has also donated bags of topsoil for residents at Violet Hill Court, Springlees Court, Hopwood Court, Lees House, Cloughgate House, Chew Vale, Wood Square, Brownage Road, Holland Close, Schoolhouse Flats and Throssell Court. Page 9. Fraud awareness advice to help keep your money safe. Romance fraud. Online dating sites and apps allow people to meet one another via the internet. This sometimes leads to long-term relationships. The majority of people using dating apps and websites are sincere and honest. However, there are exceptions and you need to be aware of how to keep yourself, your bank account and your savings protected while meeting people online. The risks of online dating. Stalking and harassment. Fraud, when people appeal to your better nature to help them out of an unfortunate situation by sending money. Webcam blackmail, where fraudsters record things you may do in front of your webcam, then use the recording to extort money. Personal safety when meeting someone in person who you met online. How to protect yourself. Be anonymous, choose a username that doesn't let anyone know who you are. Don't include details on your profile such as your full name, address, mobile number, etc. Remember that sexual, provocative or controversial usernames could attract the wrong kind of attention. Take things slowly and share more information when you feel comfortable doing so. It is impossible to get back information once you have given it away. Stop communicating with anyone who attempts to pressure you into providing your personal or financial information or who seems to be trying to trick you into providing it. If this happens, contact the dating provider immediately to not only protect yourself but other users too. Take 5. Stop and think. 1. Never disclose security details, such as your PIN or full banking password. 2. Don't assume an email or phone call is authentic. 3. Don't be rushed or pressured into making a decision. 4. Listen to your instincts. 5. Stay in control. Don't panic and make a decision you'll regret. Get more advice online at www.takefiv-stopfraud.org.uk. Phishing scams. Phishing scams are a scammer's attempt to trick you into providing them with personal information such as bank account numbers, credit card details and passwords. Scammers usually do this by contacting you out of the blue and pretending to be a legitimate person from a business such as your bank or internet/phone service provider. They will often contact you via social media, phone calls, text messages and email. For example, emails and messages from the scammers can contain links that lead you to fill a survey with your details to win a non-existent prize or ask you to verify your bank details by providing your bank card details. Phishing messages /media are designed to look genuine and they often copy their format from the organization they are pretending to represent, i.e. a fake website that looks like the real deal, but has a slightly different address. How to spot it. The scam message doesn't contain your proper name and the message contains spelling and grammar errors. The web address doesn't look like the address you usually used and the site is asking for details the legitimate site doesn't ask for. The message is unsolicited and contains an attachment. The sender's email doesn't match the name of the company it claims to be from. How to protect yourself. Don't open /save attachments received from unknown senders. If you receive an attachment that you weren't expecting, contact the company to verify the contents or delete it. Turn on two-factor authentication. This extra security makes it harder for scammers to access your accounts and information. As a user, you would provide 2 authentication factors to verify you are who you say you are before being able to access the account. Lots of banks and social media platforms have this in place to protect you from scammers. Secure sites can be identified by the use of HTTPS rather than HTTP. The address bar is green, which is an additional sign that you're using a safe website. A padlock symbol in the browser where the website address is, but don't be fooled if the padlock appears on the page itself. A current security certificate which is registered to the correct address, this appears when you click on the padlock. Be aware that a padlock symbol is not an absolute guarantee of safety. If you ever have doubts, it's best to leave the page. For further advice, visit https://www.ncsc.gov.uk/cyberaware/home. Page 10. Age UK Oldham Life Story Project. HUK Oldham and a valued team of volunteers produce life story books for residents across the Oldham borough. Life story books offer a lovely insight and a valuable look at a person's life and their treasured memories. Once a referral is made to us, one of our life story volunteers will make contact and over several weeks they will chat and make notes about a person's childhood, school days, working life, family and holidays, etc. Families, friends and care staff are more than welcome to help with dates and information. The notes will then be typed and along with copies of favorite photographs we will print their life story book. The books can then be shared with care staff, family and friends, helping spark conversations, reminisce and share memories. The books are a great asset to learn more about a person and help with care. For further information or to make a referral, please ring 0161 622 9272 or email sophie.smith@hukoldham.org.uk. Alternatively, a template can be self-completed with the help of family or carers and passed to our volunteers for typing. An example of a life story book can be found at www.hukoldham.org.uk/oldham/our-services/home-and-care/life-story. The book is completely free of charge. Additional copies are available, but we ask for a donation to help cover our printing costs as we are a funded project. Wreath making. Help us raise funds for HUK Oldham. Purchase a real foliage wreath making kit to enjoy at home. All profits go to HUK Oldham. Working with Occasions Florist, George Street, Oldham. Kits are £20 each, which include the following: wire wreath ring, sphagnum moss, strong wire, greenery, ribbon, dried fruit, cinnamon, acorns and full step-by-step instructions. Kits available for pick-up from 30th November 2020, local delivery available for additional cost, pre-order as limited stock, ring 0161-622-9358. Back page, contacts. Our contact details. Housing 21. Units 403 to 404. Chambers Business Centre. Chapel Road. Oldham. OL84QQ. Email, oldhaminquiries@housing21.org.uk. Customer Services Telephone, 0345 604 4447. Other useful telephone numbers. Repairs line, 24 hours. 0800 032 1215. Oldham Council Main Switchboard. 0161 770 3000. You can access lots of our services online at www.oldham.gov.uk. Council Tax. 0161 770 6622. council.tax@oldham.gov.uk. Environmental Health. 0161 770 2244. environmentalhealth@oldham.gov.uk. Housing Benefits and Council Tax Reduction Scheme. 0161 770 6633. benefits@oldham.gov.uk. Payment line, 0161 770 6611. 24-hour automated payment service. Registrars. 0161 770 8960. Waste and Recycling. 0161 770 6644. waste@oldham.gov.uk. HUK Oldham. 0161 633 0213. Ring and Ride. 0161 652 0248. Citizens Advice Bureau. 0844 847 2638. Silverline. Confidential friendship support. 0800 470 8090. NHS advice. 111. Police non-emergency. 101. Oldham Community Leisure. 0161 207 7000. Action Together. Formerly Voluntary Action Oldham. 0161 339 2345. Oldham Library. Greaves Street. 0161 770 8000. Making Space. Tandle View, Royton. 07966 887 152. Oldham Community Transport. 0161 633 0097. Mobility Scooters and Wheelchairs. 0161 633 0040. Greater Manchester Fire and Rescue Service. Book a safe and well appointment. 0800 555 815. https://www.manchesterfire.gov.uk/staying-safe/what-we-do/safe-and-well-visit.